Parshas Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, a new beginning, a new start, creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world, creates the world in 7 days, and now it's our opportunity to start again, to build, to create, and to develop. There's a very perplexing, peculiar Medrash that I'd like to share with you, Bereishis Rabba Perek Gimel. Amar Rebbe Avo, Melamed SheHaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara Olamos U'Machrivan. Ad Shebara Es Elu. Rabbi Avo teaches that God created multiple worlds and destroyed them until he created this world, the world that we are privy to be part of and live in, the world of Bereishis Bara Elokim, the Bereishis, the Torah, the world that we are part of. What does that mean? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu experiment and build worlds, destroy them until he built this one that we love and cherish, that we're part of? We, mankind, have to build, destroy, rebuild, start again, experiment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection. There's no reason for God to have to experiment. So why then did God create, destroy, until this world was the ultimate world that God decided to create and that we are part of? Both Rabbi Schwab and Rabbi Soloveitchik, in their independent writings, discuss this medrash and share similar insights into exactly what it is that Rabbi Avo means. And they explain as follows. Of course God doesn't need to experiment. And certainly God could have created the world automatically, perfectly. And it didn't even need 7 days to be created in. But what God was doing was teaching us a lesson. That in order to build, there's going to be destruction along the way. In order to create and develop, there's going to be failures along the way. And there's nobody and no country and no world that could do anything perfectly, 1, 2, 3. And in order for businesses to develop, in order for human beings to climb the ladder to perfection, there's going to be a bump on the road. There are going to be hiccups. There's going to be a stumbling, tripping, falling. The key is to get back up. Creation is easy. To build, to develop something is a possibility and it's practical. But much harder than that is rebuilding, starting again, pressing the start button, getting back in the saddle after you fall, getting up after you're down in the ring. That's key. That's hard. Thus, Rabbi Avo teaches us something that is world-renowned and something that we need to know. That don't just create and think that creations will stay forever. Don't just build and assume that your building is going to last. Your edifice is going to remain. But rather, Rabbi Avo is teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that you can't expect creation, building without failures along the way. Embrace the failure. Embrace the challenge and get back up. In a remarkable letter that the great Chaim Berlin Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner writes to a student who explains to him that he's failing and he's despondent in his spirituality, he's losing, he's unable to learn, he's unable to daven with kavana, he feels that everything, the rug is being swept from under him spiritually. He remembers his days in yeshiva where he was learning and steiging and growing, and now he's unable. Listen to Rav Kuttner's response, and I quote, translated from the English, Michtavim Ma'amarim of Rav Kuttner, Michtav Kuf Chav Ches 128. However, know, my friend, says Rav Kuttner to his student, that the key for your soul is not the tranquility of the Yetzer HaTov, but the war against the Yetzer Hara. Your letter testifies that you are a faithful warrior in the army of the Yetzer HaTov. There is a saying in English, lose the battle and win the war. You surely have stumbled and will stumble again and again, and you will be vanquished in many battles. However, I promise you, says Rav Kuttner, that after you have lost these battles, you will emerge from the war with a victor's wreath on your head. That's how you encourage, inspire somebody who's fallen, who's in the trenches, who's sullied in the mud. A person needs to recognize that that is success, getting back up. And explains Rav Kuttner that that's the pshat in the medrash in this week's parsha as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the world and he says, Vayar Elokim ki tov, that everything was perfect. Says the medrash, tov yetzer hatov. Tov meod yetzer hara. Tov is only the Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination. But Tov Ma'od, what's even better, is the evil inclination. And explains Rav Kuttner and other Mefarshim on the Medrash, the best thing that God created was not the Yetzer HaTov, but it was the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. Because it forces us to get back up, to to fight. The tension, the tug of war, that's life. That's action. That's activity. We're here to fight. And even though we lose the war, we're winning the battle because we're going to get back up. That's why we're called Yisrael. Ki sarisa im Elokim batuchal. Because we're fighters, we're warriors. We're going to champion even when we're fallen. And explains Rav Huttner, that's the meaning of the pasuk Shlomo Melech and Mishlei tells us, Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik falls 7 times and gets back up. But says Rav Huttner that the unlearned understand that pasuk to mean, as I just explained, even though a tzadik falls 7 times, he'll get back up. Says Rav Huttner, Shlomo Melech is teaching us something much deeper. It's because we fall 7 times. That's what allows the individual to get back up. It's the failure that leads to success. It's being knocked down. That's what allows you to get back up, become, and to be ultimately successful. If you're looking for perfection, for building without any difficulties and troubles and struggles, then look in the world to come. That's Eitz Pri Oseh Pri, says the Maharal and Gur Ari in this week's Parsha. Perfection, a tree that tastes like the fruit. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. But as Rashi explains, that's not what happened. We ultimately became an Eitz Oseh Pri. The bark tastes different than the fruit. Because absolute perfection, sweet taste, that's for Olam Haba, but not for here. I remember of Noach Weinberg, the late Rosh Hashiva, Avesha Toru, often noted and commented in multiple venues that he opened many yeshivas before Avesha Toru. He built them, but they failed. Not once, not twice, I believe 4 or 5 yeshivas he started. And then came Avesha Toru, which enormous struggles. But today, decades later, even posthumously, after his death, Yeshivas Avesha Toru is the forerunning yeshiva in the world of Kiev, and what an institution it is. But he worked and struggled and failed miserably, he said, over and over and over again until he built, until he succeeded. Thomas Edison famously responded to somebody who asked him, how many times did you fail before you ultimately created the light bulb? And Edison responded, I never failed. I learned 1,000 ways not to build a light bulb. Milton Hershey of Hershey's Chocolate traveled throughout this country from Chicago to Denver as a confectioner trying to build delicious recipes and outstanding businesses, but they failed and failed and failed until ultimately it hit in Pennsylvania where Milton's Hershey's Chocolate is world renowned. Everybody knows that there has to be failure along the way. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, legendary, said that he fails and fails and fails. And that's why he succeeds. We need to dare to fail. And as the new year is upon us, and as we begin refreshed, excited, knowing that there's so many things that we want to do and accomplish, whether it's Kabbalah's and Ruchnias or success in Gashmias, there's so much that we can do and want to do. We need to remember that there are going to be bumps along the road. We may fall. We may stumble. We may trip. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Get back up. Embrace the failure. Embrace the challenges. Embrace the struggles. Don't stay in the mud. The successful individual is able to get back up, to thrive and to survive and to succeed and to triumph. But it's because of the failure, not even though. I wish you and each of us success, hatzlacha, siyata d'shmaya, that this year should be a year of tremendous success, tremendous growth, and things that we weren't able to accomplish last year, the failures that we saw, we should embrace them this year and try again. And even though we fall this year with the challenges that are among us and that we are involved with, don't let them keep us down. Get back up when it's dark at night and when the clock changes. You can do it. We can succeed. We will succeed. Never forget what Rav Huttner told his student. It's the failure that leads to success. That's Rabbi Avoh's teaching. That's Bracious. Creation is easy. Recreation, rebuilding, that's what makes and separates the men from the boys. Have a great Shabbos.